going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, a trial has started against the Philadelphia man who shot 6 police officers during the hours-long standoff in the city's Nicetown neighborhood nearly 6 years ago. As KWB's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the defense does not contest what happened, but why it happened.
41-year-old Maurice Hill took notes as he listened to prosecutors lay out what happened August 14th of 2019 at 15th and Erie. A narcotics officer testified that his unit went to serve a warrant at a home on the block, and they saw activity at the home 2 doors down, which was Hill's home, and as per protocol, they went to secure the residence when Hill began shooting at them, and one of the first few shots hit an officer in the head. Dozens and dozens of officers came flying in with lights and sirens and surrounded the area, and they say Hill continued to fire. In total, 6 cops were shot, homes were destroyed, and people had to move to safety, including several children at a nearby daycare. The defense played a video of what led up to the warrant, which they say shows that there was no illegal activity on the block. They say Hill was in fight or flight mode when he was shooting, adding that he had just come back from the hospital to visit his newborn when he thought an intruder had come into his home, and that's why he began to fire. Prosecutors say police repeatedly announced themselves. Hill has rejected a plea deal of 40 to 80 years in prison. The trial is expected to last into next week. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.